First episode of 2021, y'all. We made it. Matter of fact, I'm finna play, nigga, we made it. Cause bitch, I don't know if 2020 kicked y'all ass the way it kicked my ass, but baby, that shit is over with. It's behind us. We done with it. We done with all of it. You hear me? Let me cut this down a little bit, just in case y'all can't hear me. I don't know how loud it is in the microphone. This should be my shit. This was like my champion, one of my championship songs, bitch. Like, this was my back when Club Underground, Club Empire, Studio Inc. If you from Tampa, you know what I'm talking about. One South. This is my shit.
Nigga, we made it.
Down a little bit. Like I said, I don't know how loud it is. I don't know if y'all can hear me over it, but episode 9-1, bitch. We made it through 2020. And I got a feeling 2021 is going to kick our ass, you know, in the beginning. But not for long. I don't think 2021 is going to be the shit show, the 12-month shit show that 2020 was. Hopefully not. We can only pray though, cause baby, 2020 was a fucking year. That year is gonna go down in history. They just gonna teach that to our future kids in the textbooks, in the history books about 2020. It's gonna be like the year of like dreadful shit or something. Like, it is going to be a big ass curriculum that they is gonna teach the kids. Because it was just one of them type of trash ass years. Like, but you know what? We over that. We done with that. We ain't doing that. We not doing that. Matter of fact, this whole podcast is about to be the whole fucking podcast. Scratch all this other shit. Scratch anything having to do with music. All that. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. This whole episode is dedicated to all the bullshit that we are living in 2020. Do you understand? All of the bullshit of 2020, we is leaving that shit in 2020. We is going to dedicate this whole damn episode to a list of things. And when I post this shit on the Instagram, chime in. Y'all can post y'all a list of shit y'all living in 2020. Because, baby, I'm not taking a lot of this bullshit with me. Period. One thing, I'm not taking this motherfucking Trump by wig, by toupee, by orange complexion, with them big wide ass hips, by Trump. Get the fuck ASAP. We're not here for you. We're not here for you. Them big ass hips, them big ass pants, them big ass britches. We're not here for that trash ass toupee. What is that? His it cost him like $20,000 to get his hair done. Bitch, you should have hired Tay Jonathan. You should have tapped one of the Atlanta girls to do the lace. That shit is trash. You and your toupee bitch exit love. I cannot wait. You know, Trump really thought we were some dumbasses. And matter of fact, they just pulled the tapes of him asking like the Georgia state officials to find votes. That motherfucker said, go find some damn votes to overturn the vote. Bitch, you lost. Fan squad is over with. So what Trump ass tried to do, he tried to, in a last ditch effort, now all of a sudden you support the $2,000 stimulus. Child, it's too late for that. We over that. Good night. Goodbye. You said in the beginning of your presidency that the shit was too much work. You didn't think it was going to be a lot of work. Go play golf. Go play golf with your fat ass. Go play golf. You, your weird ass wife, your weird ass kids, all you bitches looking like the Purge family, go purge on a damn golf course somewhere. Leave us the fuck alone. I don't think Biden got all the answers. I think Biden, you know, Biden done already said he don't know about the whole student loan forgiveness shit now. And that was like a big thing. In true politician fashion, I'm still team Biden. I still don't regret voting for him or none of that shit, but that's what politicians do. They're gonna say whatever we need them to say, whatever they think we want to hear to get us in office. Until they get in office, then you know it is what it is. So he was saying like I can't remember the exact numbers, but it would be like a lower number of student loan forgiveness that he would look into. So he didn't say it was completely off the table. The amount is just it's like lower or whatever than what's anticipated, but it is what it is. I'm looking forward to just a non-eventful presidency. I'm just looking forward to a president that don't incite all these goddamn radicals and hate groups and shit like that. Because that's what Trump do. Trump, he causes fucking chaos. He incites chaos. You know what I mean? So, and matter of fact, I don't even think Trump said anything about this white suicide bomber in Nashville. He hasn't said shit about it. Matter of fact, none of the mainstream media has really said anything about this fucking white suicide bomber who leveled an entire neighborhood in fucking Nashville. It's so minimal. They don't want to talk about it. If he would have been of any type of Middle Eastern descent or anything like that, that shit would be the only thing that we would hear about forever. You feel me? So he ain't said shit about it. Even though I don't think anyone died, but the fact remained the same, bitch. Like, come on now. But anyway, we're done with that. We're leaving his ass in 2020. I cannot wait. He's supposed to be running in, what he running, 2024 or whatever. Don't let that man get back in office. Y'all done seen what happened the first time. Now y'all will be a damn fool. Y'all will be a goddamn fool to let that man get back in office. So we done with that. First and foremost, Trump ass, he got to go. That's number one. That is number one. Above all, we leaving that bitch in 2020. Another thing we leaving in 2020, and Tammy Roman touched on this. She said in 2021, she don't want to hear shit about Tory and Meghan, that situation. I'm with her. I don't want to hear about it. I'm done with it. We over that. We're done with it. I want Meghan to go heal. I want Meghan to continue to heal. I want Tory ass to get sentenced. Go your ass to jail. Go sit down for a little bit, you little midget man. But I want that situation to end. I don't want to hear about it no more. And I love Meghan. And I'm not saying this because I don't like Meghan. I love Meghan. Y'all know how I feel about the Stallion. Y'all know how I feel about Stallion. That's my bitch forever. However, I don't want to hear about it no more. It was one of them things that just really, like, encased the media. It just took over. I don't want to hear that shit no more. I'm over there. I don't want to hear it anymore. It just got to the point where Megan got shot by Tory Lanez. That's it. All that other bullshit, all the mother, the shit surrounding it or whatever, that shit is dumb. It's pointless. I don't give a fuck who was fucking who, what was what. Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion. That is it. So all these other little stupid ass details and shit like that, they are irrelevant. As far as I'm concerned, nothing would justify a person shooting a woman unless his life was in imminent danger. If Megan would have pulled a gun out on his ass and shot him, cool. But you a grown ass man and you shot this girl because your emotions got in the way. I'm done. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm done with it. I want the law to do what the law do. I want Megan to take some time for her. I want her to heal spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, all of it. I want Megan to be okay. But we're done with it. We are done with that circus. That was a media fucking shit show. Everybody's coming out, speaking out, but everybody's talking in fucking riddles. Everybody is, you know, they're talking in code and shit. Like, I'm done. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. We leaving that shit in 2020. Matter of fact, I was supposed to play this song. I don't know if I played this song on the pod, but one of the group members, he sent me over this song. He asked me to play it, post it. I posted it on the Cake Dish Podcast Instagram. But I can't remember if I played this for y'all. But anyway, we'll let it ride in the background. It's Tell Me by Desire. Their R&B duo is two of them. Make the same. They can actually sing. None of that whisper sing shit. No shade, no tea, but they can actually really sing. Is that too loud? I want y'all to be able to hear, but I don't want it to like overpower my voice. Hopefully that's good. Hopefully that's not too overpowering. I play it at the end too. I play it at the end of the pod, so y'all can hear the whole song in its entirety. But anyway, yeah. So okay, we done with Megan Tour. We leaving that shit in 2020. What else we leaving in 2020? Aside from these celebrities and y'all fake ass Cheeto in Chief. What kind of people y'all leaving in 2020? Like, who y'all leaving in 2020? Friends? Relationships? Okay. This is what I'm leaving in 2020. Let's talk about niggas. Men. I tried to say men, but niggas came out. You see how that worked? I am leaving, what's the word I'm looking for? It's on the tip of my tongue. Emotionally unavailable ass niggas. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm leaving their ass in 2020. That shit is over with. I'm not interested in any more men that are just not emotionally ready, available to walk that walk and talk that talk. They could talk the talk, but they not ready to walk the walk. We over that. We done with that. We are done with that. If you just not ready to potentially be in no type of relationship or anything like that, just leave a bitch alone. It ain't even that leave a bitch alone. I won't even say leave a bitch alone, but when a bitch asks you verbatim, like, what is it that you want? What is it that you look for? Like, where your head at, where your mind at, where you at? You gotta let somebody know that you are not emotionally ready, like, to give a person that, just so that a person can know how to move different and not move different, move accordingly. You feel me? A lot of these niggas, y'all get into shit and y'all know y'all not ready. Y'all know, like, when I say emotionally unavailable, I mean, like, you are not in a predicament to give your all to nobody else right now, to be in nothing serious right now. You are not there to, like, you ain't got it in you to comfort a bitch when she's going through it. You ain't got it in you to deal with a bitch in her heartbreak. You don't have it in you. That's okay. That's okay not to have it, but you gotta let people know that that's where you at. You feel me? You cannot go about life playing with people. And playing with people's emotions and shit like that. You just gotta let people know up front. So I'm leaving y'all ass in 2020. I don't want no more unavailable ass niggas who just, they just can't be there for you. And it might, listen, they might still be in and out with somebody else. They could be soul searching, be going through some shit on their own. It could be so many other things. It's not a bad thing if you emotionally unavailable, but I ain't trying to be with somebody thinking it's one thing and it's something different. You know what I'm saying? Do that make sense? And same with men. Like, read the room. Y'all need to start wanting bitches who want your ass. And if a female is unemotionally, I'm getting my words twisted up. If a female is also emotionally unavailable, then her ass need to go too, if you know that you want to, like, some serious shit. Now, if you ain't looking for nothing serious, then shit, have at it. Do you. But if you trying to wife a bitch and cuff a bitch, don't just think you can gift your way in or fuck your way in or eat ass your way in. Like, bitch, no. If I'm unavailable and I'm not on that relationship shit right now, then that's just what it is. You can eat ass till the goddamn cows come home, and I still ain't texting your ass the fuck back, if that's the type of shit that I'm on, if that's the type of time that I'm on. Y'all got it? So that's what we on. Now, if you don't want nothing serious, and you just looking, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, if somebody tell you that right now they can't give you that, no, nothing serious, they can't be there for you emotionally and all that, and you cool with that, then rock on. But for me and mine, if a nigga is not, and I don't even know if I want to be in a serious relationship. I think I do, but I've been meeting niggas that just tell me otherwise, so I'm gonna leave that there. But I just know going forward, if I do decide that that's what I'm on, and I do like a guy, and he can't give me that, I'm not gonna go there with you. I'm not with it. Because if somebody is emotionally unavailable, you gonna get your feelings hurt, not them. Because that shit, they emotionally not there with you. So you ain't hurting their feelings, you're gonna hurt your own. So we over there. What else? 2020. I should have made a list. I should have wrote this down because it's a lot. And I should have just narrowed it down to a couple things. 2020, we are leaving behind free work. And this is kind of geared towards the creatives out there. I don't know where you at in your emotional. We over the emotional shit, P. I don't know where y'all at in y'all creative endeavors. But I have really been on my grind. I know if y'all follow my personal page, y'all see me talk a lot about or post that is my little logo. I make creators look good, and I post that on my story. And when I say that, I mean I write for creators. By write, I mean write whatever. I'll write your biography. I'll revise your presentation. I will revise your book. I'll edit it up. I'll write your music. Whatever it is, I will write for you. I will make you look, as a creator, I will make you look good. And in the beginning, I had this thing where one creator to another, I'm not charging. We over that. I am charging my worth. I had to figure that shit out the hard way. I had to figure that shit out when I realized I was doing shit for people and they money was up and mine wasn't. I had to realize, like, hold up now. How this work? Like, I'm doing something for you. I'm doing services for you. I'm making you look good. But I'm around here, bro. What? We over there. Those days are over with. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that no more. I got the charge. I made a Fiverr. I advertised my services there. My biggest advertisement is Instagram. If I write a bio or something like that, I'll post it. Any type of write-up, I'll post it. I just got hired for another blog. Someone just inquired about handling, you know, content for their website and all that shit. It was a time I was doing all that for free. We're not doing that no more. 2021, bitches got bills. I'm sorry. People got bills. And I hate this saying that's going around. If 2020 ain't bring the hustling at you, it ain't in you. I think that's bullshit. I'll get on that later. I hate that saying. That shit makes me cringe. Like, oh, that makes me cringe. I hate when people, and it's only rich ass out of touch people saying it. But anyway, we'll get back to that later. But I can honestly say, for me personally, I did get my money up in 2020, and it has to stay that way. I'm sorry, I cannot write for blogs for free no more. I cannot do anything for free no more. I can't do it because I know my work is good. I know whatever finished product I give you, it's gonna be good. I know it's going to be good. You're going to be happy with it. Whoever crossed paths is going to be happy with it. Like, it's going to be really good. Period. I can't. I'm sorry. I got to charge you. And if you want me to work for you, you're going to pay me. You feel me? I don't give a fuck if I got to work for 5 or 6 blogs or whatever. All that money add up. and it all hit the bank account. And baby, it all gets spent. You hear me? So, creators out there. And I didn't charge in the beginning because I felt like I wasn't that good. Like, okay, you know. But now I've gotten so much better and I have means and programs to double and triple check my work and shit like that. So now it's like, yeah, I'm that bitch. Everybody who gets my work loves it. Never had a complaint. If I did have a complaint, they know I'm very prompt. I'm very quick. I'll change whatever it is I need to change for you. But yeah, so now that I know like how good I am, no shade, no tea. I don't mean to, you know, toot my own horn around this bitch. I hate braggers. But I just know my worth now. You feel me? So I encourage all creators, don't let nobody trick you out your worth in 2021. Don't let nobody hit you with that internship. I done been an intern. We over that. I done intern. And I'm not above nothing. Oh, I hate YouTube videos. I'm not above nothing. I'm not above anything. I will intern at a big corp. If Essence or Double XL, like a big ass organization that I love so much, has, if they offer me an opportunity, hell yeah, I intern with them. Hell yeah, I would love to put that on my resume. Absolutely. But a lot of, I want to drag so bad, but I'm not. I want to carry on so bad right now. But bitch, for the sake of professionalism, I ain't gonna drag. But let me tell y'all, some of these small blogs is paying, and some of y'all big blogs don't even want to give y'all writers shit, like nothing. It's like, I don't even understand how you got a blog with 10,000 followers on Instagram paying their writers on time every month, every 2 weeks, whatever. And some of y'all big blogs, ooh, y'all be wanting a whole bunch of free work. Lord, I want to carry on so big, but I'm not because I'm a professional bitch. But follow me on Clubhouse. I might start a room by that shit. Ooh, because bitches done had me fucked up in 2020. You hear me? But We over that, man. Unless it's like a big company that I really want to work for. Like, I want to work for Essence. I want to work for Double XL. I want to work for DJ Small Eyes. I want to work for just a lot of these really big and respected publications and platforms. I would love to. I work for free. No problem. But it got to be a big opportunity to say, for me to say I'm working for free. Because now, you know, it's, I don't know. I used to be one of them people that's just shy about stating my words. And now I'm not. So that's what we're leaving in 2020. That's, I say all that to say, do not be shy about your worth, period. How about that? I say all of that to say, be confident in your worth. Be confident in your price. Be confident when you give a person a price and they don't agree to it. Be confident that another client will come along. It's nothing to start cheap. I started soup. My prices was really inexpensive in the beginning. But the better you get and the more you learn and educate yourself and things like that, you can up the price. The price is going up. So that's just where I'm at with 2021. What else we leaving in 2020? We are leaving Asian Doll slander in 2021. Let that girl heal. She's grieving like everybody else. I seen somebody else, people was dragging her because she went on the Taraji P. Henson show and she was talking about, you know, King Von and finding out that he passed and that type of shit. Y'all gotta leave that toxic social media culture shit in 2020, honestly. Because, you know, y'all dragging this girl for grieving just like everybody else. His family's grieving. Everybody's grieving over King Von. His fans, his family, his children, everybody. So she is allowed to grieve. Like, she's allowed. It's just like, you guys, you have to stop. You have to stop. I don't like that. It's like bullying at this point. I'm not a social media person. I don't run the social media with all my issues and shit like that. But we leaving that slander. Stop. We're not victim blaming. Stop it. She's going through it just like everybody else. I'm done with the Asian doll slander. That shit is everywhere. And the only reason I had to like stop and specify that because it's everywhere. Like, it's everywhere. All right. Moving on. Because this was supposed to be like personal to me and shit that I'm leaving in 2020. Another thing I'm leaving in 2020. And I seen Jada Pinkett spoke on this in Hot Delivery. I am done lending out money. Done. If I can't afford to give it to you, I'm not lending it. So if I can't afford to get it back, and my mama taught me this too. If I can't afford to give you that money and not be hurting for it and not expect it back, I'm not giving it. Because people get real weird when they owe you money, boy, don't them? Bitches get very... I'm so sick of all these damn YouTube videos. I can't even vibe how I want to because it's like a YouTube ad after every video. But bitches get very weird when they owe you money. And to avoid falling out with a bitch, I'm just not going to lend out money. So if you ask me for an amount and I know I can't afford to just let that go and not think about it no more, you can't have that. Period. You can't have it. That's just over with. Because see, I've been unbeat when you hoes up by my money. So, listen, no more. Do not lend out money to nobody if you cannot afford to be without that. Because trying to get your money back sometimes, I promise you will fall out with a bitch. And I hate falling out by money. I think life is too short to fall out by money. But God is my witness, I'll fall out with your ass by my money. But no, that's true T though, because 2020 was hard on a lot of people. And for me, I told y'all, I'm grateful. I'm so blessed. I got to keep my job, my 9-to-5, my right and everything. But still, like, it was hard for a lot of people. And you had a lot of people trying to help where they didn't even have the money to help. So, no, like, listen, you never know. These jobs, we still in a pandemic. Nothing is guaranteed. You never know when you're going to find yourself without a job. You never know when companies going to have to cut back. So, listen, you got to think of home first. Before you can go out and help the world, you got to think about home. So, think about that when you're just letting that money fly out the window. Letting that money fly out the door. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing none of that. We done with that. That's over with. You hear me? Do you hear me, daughter? Now, another personal one for me that I'm leaving in 2021. I mean, I'm leaving in 2020. I'm leaving bitches, people, period, who just don't. They don't never have nothing good to say. You got people like that? Like, every time you call their ass, they have a fucking problem. Or every time you call them, like, with your good news, they come at you with the negative shit. Like, you could call them and tell them, like, you got a raise at the job. You got you a promotion. You making you some more money. Or you just started you a business. And you got your first client, customer, whatever. And shit is going good. And they don't have nothing good to say. That shit is only, like, negative. That shit is only, like, I get, girl. Okay, that ain't, like, we done with them. We over that. Honestly. We are done with that. I have stopped talking to my friend because of that. And it wasn't even so much geared towards me. It's just, and this was a while ago. This was way before 2020, but it was to the point, every time I called my friend, they always had some negative shit going on. Or they'll call you, they'll call me, and I'm up, I'm happy, I'm, you know, shit is going good. And they hit me with the bullshit. They hit me with the, just all the time, it was something negative. They always had some shit going on. And they was one of them people that create chaos in their own motherfucking life, bro. But then they want to sit back and complain about the chaotic ass outcomes. And they stay calling me with that bullshit. Like, I literally never would have thought I would have had to cut somebody off for that, but I did. In 2020, it remains, bitch. We are done with that. Done. Did I have anybody in 2020 like that? Because I would say we'll leave that in 2020, but I'll just say we're not going to bring that in 2021 because I don't think I have anybody in 2020 that was handling me like that. But I just seen a situation with some other people I'm close to, and they got that going on. So, you know, one of my good friends had to cut one of their good friends, you know, it had to kind of distance themselves because it's always some negative shit. So, in 2021, I didn't bring that in 2020 because I cut that shit off years ago. So, I'm not bringing that in 2021, man. Life is hard enough. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind being a shoulder for my friends. I love my friends. I love my family. Everybody need to vent. Everybody goes through shit and they need to vent. I vent to y'all hoes, period. This, my whole podcast ain't nothing but a vent session, but everybody needs to vent. But the problem comes in where you just, every time you talk to a person, they fucked up. They going through something. It's just always some negative ass shit. And they life be so fucked up to the point where they call you and just fuck yours up just because they don't want to be alone in the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we over there. You got to leave them people alone. I'm not even trying to be funny. You got to leave them people the fuck alone. Because they'll bring you down, like, spiritually. They'll bring you down emotionally. They will fuck your whole mood up when they call your phone. And with my friend, years ago, it got to the point where I had to start answering the phone for them. Because every time they done fuck their money up. How you fuck your money up? They done did some astronomically dumb shit with their money that was like an obvious fuck up. That shit is annoying. Or they done got fired. Or what you got fired for? They done did some astronomically dumb ass shit on these people's job. You know, it's just, it was like every day, and it was ridiculous, and it was to the point where I couldn't even tell them my good news and shit that was going good in my life because they had such a nasty and negative outlook on it because what was going on in there. So, 2021, if you got them type of people around you, we over that. We done with that. We're done with that. That shit will remain in 2020. Don't bring that shit in, because life is hard enough. 2020 was draining enough on everybody. All this COVID-19 shit. We had a dictator in office. Listen, we don't. All the death. And now you got a motherfucker calling your phone with they negative Nancy shit. Come on now. We not doing that. Y'all better get rid of them goddamn people. And when I say get rid of them, I mean, like, you ain't got to call them. You don't have to answer every time they call you. You know, you don't. And it's okay. You don't have to not love them no more. You know, you could check in with them. You could text him or whatever. But you ain't got to surround yourself with it. You don't have to deal with it. You don't. I'm not. I don't know about y'all, but I ain't doing this shit. But, what else? Before we get to the good sis segment, it's a lot of shit that really needs to stay. I probably list a couple more on my Instagram, but I think that's it. I ain't gonna make this a ridiculously long pod. It's just a couple things I wanted to get off my goddamn mind. So, aside from that, because I can't think of none right now. I can't think of no more right now at the moment. Them was just the only ones that I had on my goddamn mind. So aside from that, do y'all believe in New Year's resolutions? Because I don't. I don't really believe in, like, the whole new year, new me shit like that. I never got into it. I feel like you can change. Okay, YouTube, I'm done with you. Try to play music off of YouTube, and these bitches got ads after every single video. I am done with it. That shit is annoying me. But yeah, man, this resolution shit, I only bring that up to say, like, don't feel like you have to have a New Year's resolution. You can change some shit any time of the goddamn year. You hear me? Don't feel like you gotta, you know, have your shit together for the new year. It's okay. Or it's okay to make a resolution and then by June you realize that resolution is trash and change it. It's okay. Like, I've seen a lot of pressure from people. Like, oh, I, you know, new year, this, and the third. No, don't feel like you gotta do that. Alright, I guess we can go ahead and get into the good sis segment. And this one is a little different because this woman, her remains were found. They were found. And no one has been charged in her death. We do know that she was killed. She's no longer missing. Which is so sad. That is not the way that you would want that. Actually, I'm sorry. Somebody was charged in her death. It was her ex-boyfriend. It's always the ex-boyfriend. But basically, a popular hairdresser. Let me make sure I got her. In Atlanta. Went missing in 2005. October 24, 2005. She was supposed to show up at her sister's birthday party. Of course, that's going to always be a big red flag. When you are, you know, you got a missing person and they're supposed to show up at a big event and they don't, right? So, police ended up, they found like a 45 caliber shell casing. They found blood in her apartment and they found her car parked outside. 5 days before she went missing, she took a restraining order, can't even talk today, out on her ex-boyfriend. Billy Joe Cook, that's his fuck nigga name. Because he was stalking her. He had beaten her all throughout their relationship. And on the night she went missing, he was, you know, calling her like twice. They ended up finding her remains in 2007. So 2 years in a swamp. And they had identified this lady by the serial numbers on her breast implants. Okay. So, they arrested the guy. They arrested him in 2018, I think. Yeah, it took them 13 years to arrest this man. We're not going to spend too much time on this man. But I kind of just wanted to do a different type of good sis because anytime we do the good sis segment, we always focus on the women, the black women who are still missing and who've never been found. And I wanted to do one on someone who was actually found, but just to let y'all know that it rarely ends in a happy ending. Like, this lady spent 2 years in a motherfucking swamp. 2 whole years. This man put her there and then went on to live his fucking life for the next 13 years. Like, and it's like always a ex-boyfriend, a ex-fiance, an ex-husband, a current husband. It's majority of the time when a woman goes missing or a woman is killed, it's 9 out of 10 gonna be a spouse, ex or present. That shit is scary. It's so scary because you honestly, like, who do you date? Nobody gets in a relationship thinking that the nigga they with gonna be crazy. But also, nobody gets in a relationship thinking that, okay, the nigga hit me one time, he ain't gonna hit me again. Listen, And she did everything right. Leslie Marva Adams is her name. And she did everything right. She got away from him. She tried to get a restraining order, all that shit. And unfortunately, it ended up horribly for her. She was missing for 2 whole years. And it's, that shit is just, it's so sad. And it's like, I encourage you, if you are in a domestic abuse situation, if you can leave, leave. Like, I hate when people say, just leave, as if it's that fucking easy. It's not that easy. People really be having you in emotional and psychological and physical, sometimes, bondage. Like, you can't leave. Like, I feel like domestic abuse is so much bigger than, oh, a bitch hit me. Like, it is psychological. It's mental. Like, somebody mentally has a hold on you. Period. And if it was as simple as, oh, I'm just going to get up and leave, then everybody would just get up and leave. And it's, so it's not. So I think we just need to be mindful. And we need to be kind to women who are going through this. We need to be kind to women who have experienced being beat on by their man. And we need to be kind to women who tried their best to fucking escape. This lady tried to get the fuck from around this crazy ass nigga. And then, like, how can you say you love a woman? That shit ain't about love. That shit about control. Because, okay, you love her, you love her, you love her. But you killed her and put her in a fucking swamp. Like, she was trash. Like, how do you... Whew, every time I do these, I just get so angry. Like, it just makes me so fucking angry. It just makes me so angry. Because black women literally deserve better. And I'm not a feminist. I don't hate men or none of that shit. But I can just say black women deserve a whole fucking lot better than this. Black women don't deserve this. We the motherfucking tastemakers. We the motherfucking protectors. Black women get out in them streets and march for you niggas. Consistently. With no question. They don't ask no questions. They out there with the shit they're doing it. They do not deserve this type of motherfucking treatment. You gotta be a cruel motherfucker to kill a bitch and put them in a goddamn swamp. You are cruel and you are unusual, bitch. And you need to be, like, you need to seek some type of, like, your ass need to be in a mental institution is what the fuck I'm trying to say. For the rest of your life, no question. They need to let you out. You need to be with fellow crazy motherfuckers like you, because you're not even wired right. You're not wired right. But see, a lot of these men be having issues stemming from childhood. A lot of these men be having a whole lot of unresolved trauma they got themselves, and a whole lot of issues with their mamas. And a lot of these men done been molested and all type of shit in childhood. So when they grow up, they are just deranged, psychotic motherfuckers who want to control some shit because they never had control when somebody was doing XYZ to them. Don't make it right. I don't give a fuck what you went through. Don't put your fucking hands on me. But I'm just saying, when you get in a relationship with these men, all that shit come with them. Like, all of it. So, all this fucking trauma and this built up anger and aggression, they gonna take it out on the woman that they laying up with. Because they feel like they can control that. And they feel like they could put fear into somebody the same way that someone put fear into them. And that shit is not right. That shit is not cool. That shit is not love. That shit is control. That shit is manipulation. Period. And if you could get away, get away. And I understand that it's not as easy, because you got women like Leslie in the world who do everything right. They get away. They try to put restraining orders out. They do everything the right way, and they still end up here. And it's just, it's not right. So rest in peace to her. I know it's, you know, we're doing a good sis a little different. Next week, I'll get back to missing women who are currently missing. But I really just wanted to shine light on this one to just let y'all know, like, this shit don't have no happy ending. When missing black women go missing, it's no happy ending to it. It's no happy ending to it. You feel me? It's 9 out of 10. It's always some fuck shit. So, yeah. Rest in peace to her. We're going to pray for her family. I don't see if this man was sentenced yet for what he did to her. But, hopefully he be sending soon. This was in 20, look like they called him in 2018. So, you know, might take a little bit, but yeah, hopefully his ass spend the remainder of his life. That lady left behind 2 kids. Them kids did not deserve that. They did not deserve that. That family did not deserve that. Y'all bitches, y'all fuck niggas, if bitch ass niggas, y'all don't even be thinking about these women's children when y'all do this sick shit that y'all do. These people have kids. Y'all don't give a fuck about it. Like, that's why, you know, these niggas don't give a fuck about you. When a nigga start beating on you, he don't give a fuck about you. Because a nigga can take your life so easily, he don't give a fuck about your kids. He don't give a fuck about you. He don't give a fuck about none of that. That shit is not love. That shit is not fucking love. It's not. So rest in peace to Leslie, as per usual. We'll put her Instagram up, her, why do I get so tongue-tied sometimes? Why? What's wrong with me? We'll put her picture up on the Instagram so we can pay homage to this woman, this beautiful woman. Yeah, as we do with all of our other good sissies that we put on the Kate Bitch Podcast IG. So, that's it. That's what it is. That's it. First podcast of 2021 in the books. We did it, bitch. We did it. We made it. 91 episodes in. We made it. I reached out to like several people for interviews for the 100th episode. I don't know if I'm one person and already like they people didn't respond to me, and that was like a while ago. So I doubt they're gonna give me, they ain't gonna give me no interview. But reached out to a couple more. So hopefully, I really want to have a good 100th episode. We got 9 more to the bit 100, bit lotto, bit 100 episode, bit Kate this podcast, bitch. And I pray one of these interviews come through, because if not, you guys will just have me like every week, right? I hope y'all don't get tired of me. But yeah, all right, man, enjoy your Monday, honestly, truthfully. I did say I was gonna play Desire song one more time, so that's all I got. I ain't got no more. Be sure to follow, like, leave a review on whatever platform you're using. Stream it, share it. Follow us on the Kate Dish Podcast on Instagram. Follow me at Caked Up Drip Out. If you feel like shopping, follow Kate Brand. I'm definitely going to be bringing some new pieces to the store. New year, new merch. So be on the lookout for that. All right, let's put this Tell Me On by Desire. If you like it, stick around and catch the tune. If you don't, then y'all can go ahead and click off right now. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. And I'm going to see you girls on Friday. Oh,
Just